Well, the PSA's launched legal action to stop Kyanga Water from replacing secure permanent maintenance roles with fixed-term contracts. And it says it's unlawfully undermining workers' rights and job security. We're joined by Fleur Fitzsimons from the PSA Public Service Association. Fleur, thanks for joining us again. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Kia ora. So what's going on here? What impact would this shift from permanent to fixed-term roles have on affected workers, their job security, and I guess as well, Fleur, their morale?
Yeah, it's a deeply unsettling time for workers at Kyanga Water. And actually, if you look at all of the public sector cuts we've seen since this government came to power, Kyanga Water has suffered the most. We have seen the wholesale destruction by this government of social public housing. And this is the latest attack on these workers. And what we're seeing is the employer trying to use a model that they put in place, which is basically a pilot study of maintenance of these social houses, and move that to that model. So we move away from using the people who know and understand the tradies in particular areas, who have built relationships, who have worked with the people who look after the houses to make sure that they're maintained, to a centralised model. And in the at the time they're trying to do it, they're looking to dismiss a number of workers, and we think it's a net loss of 46 roles with 36 temporary positions being put in place. And look, that whole approach is going to be terrible for tenants. But the reason why we're taking the legal action is that we think it's unlawful under the employment agreement that these workers have as well. You're not simply entitled to say, we're moving you from a permanent role to a fixed-term role on this basis. Fixed-term employment needs to have genuine reasons based on genuine grounds, and there just isn't that isn't the case here.
So there is a legal challenge to the move as well. Kyanga Water has been criticised for not being an overly good landlord across, well, generations, to be honest. Will this make that perception worse? What are you saying here about maintenance? And I do take the point that the Employment Contracts Act that protects these workers is coming into play. Could you just flesh out a little bit more of that legal argument towards the changes, please, Fleur?
Yeah, well, first of all, you are totally right to say that there will be an impact on tenants, because we are losing expertise in maintenance supervisors and administrators who make sure that these public houses are fixed when things go wrong. So there's going to be even longer delays and more problems with that. But really, under the employment agreement that we have with Kyanga Water, what it says is that when change takes place, you need to actually engage with the union. You need to talk about the kind of structure that you want. And the reason for that is because both parties have recognised that it's actually the workers who are doing the work who know how it should be done, or how it could be done more efficiently, or what changes should be made. And there's a genuine commitment by both parties in that employment agreement to listen to the workforce. Kyanga Water have not complied with that in this instance. And that's part of the reason why we're saying to the Employment Relations Authority, you need to halt these job losses. You need to make Kyanga Water comply with the collective agreement. So it's in the interests of both the workers, but also in the interests of the tenants who rely on these people to fix problems in their homes when they arise.
Tēnā koe. We talk about Kyanga Water, but in fact we're talking about people who make decisions. Who is calling the shots in a situation like this?
Well, part of the problem is that the government is calling the shots by putting intense pressure on Kyanga Water to cut costs when they can't manage it. They cannot continue to deliver the maintenance needed of these public homes while they're facing cuts in their funding. And we're seeing this government really come after Kyanga Water. They're not increasing the state housing supply that we know is needed. Now they're pushing pressure on their tenants by making income-related rents be higher for the poorest, most vulnerable people in New Zealand. So there is a wholesale attack on public housing by this government. It's not just the workers in Kyanga Water, it's the tenants as well. They just seem to have a deep disrespect for public housing and the important role that it plays in New Zealand.
Well, as I say, they've got a reputation as being a slum landlord. We've seen many examples of houses with Kāinga Ora that have, where tenants have struggled to get basic repairs done, and that goes across time. Could you talk to us a little about what this means? So you've got a guy, a maintenance guy, who's been working for Kāinga Ora perhaps for years. He considers his role permanent and safe. All of a sudden, it's a fixed contract. What in fact changes? Does that permanency now become, what, a year or 2 years or 3 years? How long are these fixed contracts that are planned?
Well, the reality is that these people will not stay with Kāinga Ora. People will look for permanent, secure work. And the idea that you can centralise these maintenance supervisors into Christchurch or Auckland is just not realistic. These are regional roles. These 40 regional offices where these maintenance supervisors and administrators work, they have done important work for years, making sure that when tenants raise issues, that they are addressed. I'm sure there are instances where it hasn't been done fast enough, but this will make the situation just so much worse. You cannot expect to maintain social houses by dismissing more than 40 of the people that make sure that maintenance is complete. And this is just one element of job losses within Kāinga Ora. We have seen hundreds of workers already leave. There's other change proposals coming through in their IT area. Kāinga Ora is under real attack by this government, and there will be an impact on the most vulnerable New Zealanders who rely on social housing to not be homeless.
It should be a political issue. Has it become? Are the opposition parties talking what they would do to curb this sad and disappointing trend that we are seeing with the public service getting axed left, right and centre?
We have seen some strong words from Te Pāti Māori and the Greens and Labour. What we need to see is clear commitments in their financial plans to invest in the public sector. It's not enough to be disappointed with the direction of the current government. We need to see clear commitments, and that's what we'll be seeking from all political parties between now and when they launch their policies.
Tēnā koe. Well, you know, sometimes our discussions are really the thin end of the wedge. As we look at, say, 50 jobs being axed here and taken up with fixed-term contracts, I mean, there appears to be a barrage of assaults on the rights of workers under the PSA umbrella. What else is happening? What other threats are looming? It feels as though something of this nature is occurring every week, Fleur.
Yeah, you're right. And we have seen government force employers into rushed decision-making when it comes to change. But it's not just happening between employers and workers. The government is currently looking to pass a piece of legislation which reforms our Holidays Act. It's called the Employment Leave Bill. It makes the situation for annual leave and holidays markedly worse for thousands of workers all over New Zealand. And I just don't think it's got the airtime it needs, Dale. It is an attack on essential workers, on people who get commission-based pay. They will no longer get paid the same amount when they're on leave as they do when they're on work. It is a massive wealth transfer from from workers to employers. And employers will be so much better off if this employment leave bill goes through, and workers will be materially worse off in their pay packets. And I really want this piece of legislation to get more attention, because we need the government to step away from it. Even on their own terms that they say they want to address a cost of living crisis, the way to do that is not to take existing money away from working people, which is what this employment leave bill will do. So we're seeing a wholesale assault on workers, but this one is one I'm really hoping that New Zealand First or National will actually see, Brooke Van Velden has gone a step too far here. We don't want to take existing money away from working people, and hopefully they'll step away from it.
Well, the minister seems set to rip and run too, because she's bailing out for an organisation like the Public Service Association, FLIR. This must soak up a lot of resources when in fact you could be utilising your time so much better on behalf of workers, but yet a constant distraction and no doubt some financial implications for your organisation, the PSA, having to fight fires left, right and centre.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we've just got a constant barrage of change proposals with job losses, legislation coming through Parliament to take away workers' rights, constant attempts to crack down on tiny expenditure from public agencies like Health New Zealand because they're desperately struggling for funding. We don't want to be fighting this. We don't want to be running a big campaign to change the government, which we know is necessary. We want to start looking at how we make sure our public services are fit for purpose, how we could actually get the productivity gains we know are possible from AI instead of AI being treated as this threat that is going to come after people and take away jobs. You can't have a proper conversation about the productivity gains from AI when the government's already said over 8,000 public servants will lose their job. We would much rather be having these positive, productive conversations about making sure that public services serve the public.
Thank you, Fleur. Regarding the case, where's it at and who's representing you?
So we've got, our legal team has filed these proceedings in the Employment Relations Authority. We haven't yet attended mediation, so it's likely we will attend mediation. In the meantime, it has been set down for a hearing on the 21st and 22nd of July in the Employment Relations Authority in Wellington, and we intend to inform workers about the impact that the proposals will have on them is heard loud and clear by the authority member when they attend as witnesses.
As always, appreciate your thoughts and time. The battle goes on, but it's a very worthy fight. So certainly wishing you well. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thank you. Fleur Fitzsimons with us today. Ilhoma, who is the PSA Secretary.